so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Doug and Rich and Jennifer will be joining Peter Yarrow. Yes, Peter of Paul and Mary.
Oh, wow, I like that guy.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. God, I loved all the stuff.
It's good
from
stuff.
The political
it's
stuff.
Weird because we're Doug, Rich, and Jennifer.
Yes, right. We could
Peter, like Paul, Peter, Paul, and Mary, but different.
Right, we can have our own
Doug,
singing.
And Jennifer.
That would be good. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Yeah, right now, Peter's online beating his phone up against the wall.
No. He's probably happy that we're singing one of his songs. Anyway, Peter Yarrow has a new book, It's Raining, It's Pouring, which is basically a play on the old song, It's Raining, It's Pouring, The Old Man Is Snoring. Who remembers that? Parents, when you were young, you remember that, right? So now
I remember that.
Way,
you remember? Do you snore, by the way?
I do not. Thank you for asking.
Really?
Are you sure?
Are you positive?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to ask Charlotte.
Good, yeah.
Charlotte. I bet she has another side of the story.
That's why Charlotte sleeps during the show, because you keep her up all night snoring.
That's right.
That could be it, right. Anyway, so we're going to explore this new book, It's Raining, It's Pouring, with Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary in just a moment here on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We interrupt our program with massively fantastic news. Even more Old Navy favorites will be on sale Saturday as Cheermageddon continues. And here's an eyewitness account. Can you tell our audience what you're seeing?
More deals are incoming. Good gravy! It's Jingle Jammies for $8 and Fans Graphic Tees just $5 for the family.
This Saturday, continue to shop the most epically friendly sale ever. It's Cheermageddon at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Ballot 1124 excludes licensed sleepwear.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, bumped his head and he went to bed and he couldn't get up in the morning.
Sounds like me.
Rain, sounds like a lot of people. And youngsters in that group. Peter Yarrow certainly is famous for being part of the threesome Peter, Paul, and Mary. They had some really powerful, wonderful messages. Some of them were political. Some people didn't like them. Some people did. It was a perfect time, I thought, for many of their messages in the 60s and 70s. As somebody who was in high school and college, I enjoyed, as a disc jockey, playing things like Lemon Tree and If I Had a Hammer and Puff the Magic Dragon. And still today, I enjoy all of that. I was watching a PBS special of Peter the other night, and I'm trying to remember when it was done. It may have been 20 years ago, because even though you don't have any more hair now than you did then, your hair is grayer now. And as a matter of fact, in the special, maybe this helps you remember when it was, you made reference, as you brought Paul out, introducing him by his full name, you made reference to your hairlines. So do you remember what show that was?
Oh, my goodness. I think that may have been the 25th anniversary concert.
It may have been, yeah.
You know, and now it's actually 53 years since I first met Marion Knoll, and 50-year anniversary of our first release.
You introduced him as Knoll Paul Stuckey. So is that's
yes.
Yeah. That then you just referenced him as Noel. Is it Noel or Noah? I wasn't sure.
Noel.
Noel. N O E L. Yeah.
And you know we lost Mary 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and just listening to her voice now, it's quite remarkable to listen to these old albums that are being, for our 50th anniversary, being re-released. There are 11 that are being re-released and remastered that I was working on in Japan as a tribute. And then, of course, we're releasing this first children's song that we recorded in 1961 as part of our 50th anniversary celebration. And we're going to have a book, a photograph, like a coffee table book with commentary that traces the career and what we did in the civil rights movement and the various efforts of which we were a part. And it's remarkable to see what happened in our country in that period of time. It was absolutely amazing. But I the most impressive thing that I'm sitting here thinking about that's moving me deeply is your rendition of If I Had a Hammer.
I know. Did you cry a little? Because yeah. I did.
I was in tears. I mean,
would you like to do it?
No.
Lunch
was so meaningful.
Live by the sea.
Sorry, Peter.
Now we're talking. Now you guys know.
How about them Dodgers?
Yeah.
You know how to make a fella happy.
There you go.
You know, this is lovely. You guys were probably in diapers when we started. You know, and
I wasn't, but the other two were. One of them wasn't even around when you started.
I didn't even have diapers.
Yeah.
Well, I have an image of you, you know, and I do have a profound sense that you don't have diapers.
Not anymore. No.
Hey,
yeah.
Peter, you know, one of the things I've always wanted to ask, you know, is
It's
not about drugs, but
we've answered that one before.
Taking all of your music, I mean, you guys made all of your music back in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, and then you have this resurgence of music in the 90s and into the 2000s when everything goes digital. What kind of resurgence in sales did you see once iTunes really got, or Amazon Music really got blown up, and everybody said, I want all of this music that I bought 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, again, but I want it better quality, and I want it digital. Did you guys just see a boom?
Well, you know, yes, that happened, but what really happened, and that's really a pity, but it's going to shift, is that with the business of music becoming so focused on this quarter's profits, the support of artists' careers, and the love of music is kind of the soundtrack of our lives, it just eroded. It went, and when you commodify an area of artistry, you know, you search for the broadest common denominator, and so music of conscience and gentle music and loving music has been pretty much eclipsed.
But don't you think back in the, especially in the 50s, 60s, 70s, that music was so controlled by the record companies, unless you were one of their fair-haired hits of the week, you didn't have a chance anyway?
Well, that's true, but who they did pick, they went for talent, and they went for, I mean, that's, you know, who in our time is, you know, don't even go back to Peter Paul Mary and to Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all that. Go to who is this Springsteen of today, or the Sting of today, or, you know, aside from Lady Gaga, who, by the way, I think is pretty remarkable, most of it's just, you know, let's have a good time, and
right.
or let's titillate the audience.
I
and
agree.
Now what we have is the possibility, and this is why it's going to come back, is that you can go online now, and if you can, you don't have to have a lot of money to make a record now.
Yep.
You can put it out there,
yep.
and that's where it's going to go. And frankly, I don't think we're going to have superstars in the way that we did when the record companies controlled everything, but we're going to have musicians and artists being able to make a living, you know, and through the force of their own efforts, not have to rely on the giants to put their lives together as people who are seen and understood. You know, that's the good thing about the digital revolution. It's really going to open that door.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Now, there are so many things that come about as a result of your experiences. And just for a minute here, this book, It's Raining, It's Pouring. How do you take that apart? Because it's simple, and yet profound. And why was this something that grabbed you?
Well, it was historically... I've been making children's books now since I did Puff the Magic Dragon. They're songs that are illustrated. Puff made me the only activist folk singer of 70-plus years that sold a million anythings mm-hmm. in 2 decades. I mean, just nobody that I knew had sold a million anythings. It just... We were out of... All the folk singing idiom just wasn't there, because in publishing they didn't have a closed door there, and I didn't even want to do the book, but I was convinced that it would be a good idea when my daughter started to really sing seriously, and I said, you know something, it would be a pleasure and a delight for me to do an intergenerational book with my daughter. And I did it, and you'll hear her singing and me singing on Puff the Magic Dragon. Now, after that, I've done under Peter Yarrow Books, which is Imagine Charlesbridge, Over the Rainbow with Judy Collins, The Marvelous Story with Tom Paxton, Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Carly Simon, okay. and The Night Before Christmas with as Peter Polnary book, with Mary having recorded the narration as the last thing that she recorded in her life. But these books have had so much success and so much effect on the public that says, we need these, we need this music in our kids' lives.
Yeah.
And if you look at this book, in answer to your question, look at the faces of the kids as they're playing the game of hide and seek.
Yeah, we've got some of these books here. We're going to give them away to folks. It's Raining, It's Pouring. It includes a 3-song CD from the group and some of the wonderful art that's in this. It's worth the check. It's Raining, It's Pouring from Peter Yarrow here on Good Day. Thanks, Peter.
On a little tacky paper, love that rascal.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Day of the year. Oh my God. It's going to be so jammed up. Listen, to TSA agents said to speed things along, passengers are being asked to grope themselves. Okay? Because we don't have time to. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that Congress should lift the debt ceiling to infinity. Geithner argued that it shouldn't be Congress's job to place limits on how much we can borrow. And you know something? He's right. That's China's job. That is their job.
Get this, you guys. A new study found that certain species of monkeys actually experience a midlife crisis. Which explains that new book, Curious George and the 20-Year-Old Pilates Instructor.
Walmart is starting its Black Friday sales at 8 p.m. on Thursday, on Thanksgiving this year, which that's terrible. You know, if you want to be greeted by an old person at the door on Thanksgiving, go visit your grandma. Someone needs to put a stop to this madness. Here's a Black Friday shopping tip for you. Find out who is spending 3 days waiting in line for these Black Friday sales and go shopping at their house. Very reasonable.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Jay Leno on their programs last night. It's Thanksgiving Day. You can join us at 800-510-8255. I was actually listening to promos for The X Factor. I never watched anything when I got home last night from my daughter's house. I just went to bed. But the X Factor got a lot of promotion yesterday, a lot of attention. And I wonder if you watched. I know you sometimes like to keep up with these reality
shows. I do keep up on it, but I did not see it last night. No. Yeah,
elimination round. The lady who was on The Price is Right who sued them, remember? Brandi Cochran's story.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She was a model. She this week won a wrongful termination lawsuit. She sued The Price is Right, claiming producers subjected her to cruel insults when she became pregnant. Then they fired her. She got the last laugh, though, because she was awarded $775,000 in damages and will probably get more because the jury is still out on whether or not the producers acted maliciously.
Oh.
Now, what does that tell you about how what goes on behind the scenes, what these people are really all about? They present one thing, and then something else is the reality. You think, I mean, does that bother you? I guess it bothers me a little bit.
It does.
Price is Right. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. I know.
Right, exactly. All right, so did you see the gossip about Kevin Federline's ex dating Britney Spears? I don't know that I can follow.
What?
This is, yeah, what a circus here. The report is that Kevin Federline's ex, Shar Jackson,
okay,
is dating
her.
Jason Alexander, the other ex-husband
Britney's
of Kevin's
ex.
Ex-wife, Britney Spears. They were married 55 hours, remember that?
If I were, I mean, really? Really, Shar? Really, you couldn't find anybody else to date?
Well, how do they find each other? That's
probably
what I want.
Probably through, I mean, obviously they're linked together in tabloid stories, so if they're out somewhere and they happen to meet each other, obviously you're going to say something.
Hi!
Hey!
Hey! Happy Thanksgiving! Ted Koppel has offered his take on the press during an interview with Marvin Kalb, two of them big-time journalists at the National Press Club. He said, I think that when Americans finally realize how bad things are in the media and what terrible straits our political system and our country is in, I think there may be a resurgence of the kind of journalism that you and I grew up with, Koppel said to Marvin Kalb. What about that? The constant 24-hour news cycle, the flood of social media, the amount of information available makes Koppel wonder how reporters are able to accurately know anything about the so-called breaking story. He says you stop thinking and you just take what is being thrown at you. And I think that's true of individuals as well, don't you? He referred to it as a seismic shift in today's news outlets. And it certainly is. Look around.
I think that's very smart.
Fox and MSNBC and all the others that, you know, CNN just trying to out-goose the last guy. Out-getcha. Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Dave Davis here with your early morning traffic report. Where are all you people heading at this hour?
Get to Sears Auto Center at 4 a.m. for great Black Friday deals, where you can get a $100 Sears award card instantly when you buy four qualifying tires. And save on tires this Friday from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is full savings ahead. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. While cards last, in-store only. In the event of a return, card will be deducted from refund. Award card offer ends 11/22. Save on tires offer ends 11/24. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Like this radio show because everybody gets something out of it. It's not aimed at any one piece or segment of society. It's aimed at everybody, and in that way, I use the word peace in a collective sense because all of you have a piece of life that you're living right now, and you are going to handle things right now based often. Or most of the time, we all do this same thing. We base what we do on what we have done. Sometimes it's we completely continue to do what we've done, and other times we change what we've done because we don't like the outcome and we do something else. But it's always our motivation for doing things always is built around something that's been successful or not successful. And so that's the spirit in which I'm encouraged by Dr. J. Kumar's input here. Dr. J. joins us every week at this time. Check out his website, Dr. J. Kumar, KUMAR.com. He's here. He's got some opportunities for you to think. He's mostly into brain science. You know,
he's going to train our brain today.
Training our brain.
It sounds
like the same brain, frame drain game. The fact that you are here and we all have a chance to learn from you is kind of cool. Whether we all have the equipment to learn from you, I guess, remains to be seen. And then, again, we go back to our brain. But some of it's attitude. And you know that I've been reading this book, The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. There has been a change in my thinking. And I think that often happens with an inspiration from somebody like you, or maybe even it's a friend or a relative. Something happens in your life that means something important to you, and thus you change. My son said to me something that was transformative last July after Edgar had died, and he got here for the service that we had for him. Edgar, for those of you who do not know, is my, in many ways, my best friend, and he ran the farm for me here for 18 years, and really, as we're finding out now, to my chagrin, how much we miss him because of how he held things together. But the essence of what he said to me, my son, in looking back at Edgar's life and at Tony, who was Brendan's mother, and my former wife, both of them died in, you know, pretty close proximity. They're both the same age. So Brendan said to me, "What does this tell you, Dad?" Because what he wanted me to say was, well, I need to slow down, or I need to do something different, or I need to take stock, and yada yada. And I said, Brendan, I'm very thankful for my good health. But even though I said that then, I have been reflecting from that point to this point for lots of different reasons, including the theme of this book, The Power of Now, on the past and how it's sometimes served me and sometimes hasn't. And so it makes no difference whether it has or it hasn't, because it's not around anymore and doesn't do you going into that hole, which so many of us do, Jay. We go right into this place where we're stuck.
Yes.
In what has been versus what is now. And every single moment you have a new opportunity to take another look at what might bring you to a point of preparation. Is
right
it good luck? Is it, I mean, I can go on and on. I don't need, I'm thinking, you know, what do I need Jay for? I can do this.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can do this. This is a great thing. I don't know if it was Jennifer or Heather who said this, but, you know, training the brain. I don't know. Was it Jennifer who said that?
That was me, yep.
Hey, awesome, awesome. You know what? You're so right on, Jennifer, because we, in neuroscience, we talk about this really great aspect of the brain called neuroplasticity. And it sounds like a kind of a fancy word, but when you think about that word, neuroplasticity, we've just discovered, like recently in the past 10 or 12 years, that the brain is not fixed. We can actually rewire our brain. And this is where this whole new branch of neuroscience has developed, which is what I teach and what I study. It's an area of neuroscience called contemplative neuroscience. That sounds kind of, whoa, sounds kind of heavy, doesn't it? Contemplative neuroscience.
Yes.
But really, the essence of what it is, Doug, is something you have just been, you know, affirming the past few minutes, is that we have the capacity, every human brain, every human being has the capacity to transform her or his life by shifting our thoughts, shifting our behavior, and shifting our level of awareness in the world. And this is where this book that you just mentioned, it's a really great book for those of you who don't know it. It's been around for about 10 or 12 years now. It's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. And in this book, he really advances in very powerful truths from different contemplative religions from both the West and the East.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is, and something I'd love for you to I'd love to share with all of you, is this really great quote. It comes from the Buddha, over 2,000 years ago, and he says, "All disease exists in the mind, and it's only in the mind where they can first be healed and where we experience our true, authentic peace and happiness."
That's very
Eastern. How do you put yourself into that frame of mind? Because if you're sick, it's easy to get yourself into a negative place.
You're so true, Jennifer. You know, we have in contemplative and neuroscience, we talk about this term called the negative bias. And basically what it is that we, saying all of us, our human brains, tend to focus on the negative, and we tend to forget all the positive, empowering things that are happening in our life. And so here are some really great tools you can do, you know, this, and this is true for everyone. I tell this to my clients, and I tell this to, you know, to all of you here, and to my students that I teach at my university. If you have a brain, you can lead a healthy life. And so here's the trick. And this is the beauty about how the body, the mind, and the brain all harness and work together. All of us have one tool readily at our disposal that we can harness and use to transform what we call the monkey mind. The monkey mind, which also wants to, like, you know, jump from tree to tree and is never still and never quiet. Once we are able to calm the mind and calm the thoughts, this is when we, Jennifer, achieve this place of being fully present and fully aware. And you've probably heard me say this before. What is this one tool? It's the breath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's something that all of us can do. You know, think about this, Jennifer, or Doug, or Rich. When you're stressed out, when you're, like, feeling amped up, and you have, like, a million things going on in your mind, what happens to your breath?
You tend to hold
it
short.
Yeah. I breathe through my chest.
When I teach kids Taekwondo and when I work with kids as an assistant coach on the baseball field, inevitably one will get hurt somehow, somewhere, and they start crying. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I teach them or talk to them or say to them is, if you're crying, you cannot breathe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stop and breathe.
You know what it does, if I may? It sort of makes you present. If that's the word, when you stop and take a breath, then you are now in that moment. You will stop, as Richie said, I mean, it's a great example. If you're crying, you're not thinking about what's now. Oh, it hurts. No, it hurt when you started crying, but does it still hurt now? If you take a deep breath?
Well, and you need to breathe to be able to get past that
initial
pain, that shock.
To be able to heal.
And if you don't breathe, it's...
Right.
It's like when you're in labor, they tell you to breathe.
Right. All of you from experience, you know, have just so verified this one important point, is that when we go into stress, when we go into our stress response or fight or flight, our breath becomes shallow, our breath becomes rapid, and the reason why that is because it's from evolutionary biology, our brain is telling our body, we're in danger, this is really a really bad spot we're in, and we need to save and shift all of our energy into our extremities, into getting blood flow, our muscles to help us, give us strength to get out of this, you know, danger situation. And so our breath automatically goes into this rapid, shallow breathing to make the heart pump faster, more oxygen and more blood into the body. But here's this beautiful thing we've just discovered as well. In addition to the stress response, which is built into every human brain, they've just discovered in the past 3 decades or so, we have this other response called the relaxation response. And this is something we can stimulate by doing a different type of breathing. And Rich, I know you teach Taekwondo, and I know, for all of you who do sports or athletics or perform or sing, one thing that allows you to really be present or in the zone, whether you're an athlete, a singer, a performer, is you shift your breath. You actually go into a deeper belly breathing. You do this by, shifting the breath from the lungs and from, this short, shallow breathing, as Jennifer, you just said, and you shift it into the full body, into the lower belly. This is called what's called diaphragmatic breathing. You're engaging your full diaphragm. Solar plexus when you do this. But here's the thing, and this is where I want to tie this all together. You know, something which I enjoy sharing is both the science and spirituality of healing. So that's the science piece behind it. The spiritual piece behind this is that when you shift your breath and engage the relaxation response, you automatically begin to release neurotransmitters into the body, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, that begin to allow you to experience a greater sense of being, a greater sense of wholeness, a greater sense of presence. And that's what, Doug, leads me to what you're saying, the power of now. So, Doug, you probably, I'd love to, you shared a really great story about Edgar. And you said, your son asked you, what's the one thing that you learned from this is that I'm grateful for my health.
That was what I was thinking at that moment. Since then, many other reflective moments about how he, in essence, kept me or saved me from most of the internal machinations of what were going on here on this farm that we've created as an oasis for cows, in a manner of speaking, but it isn't without cost, and that's time and talent and other things that are it becomes abundantly clear when you don't have something. I guess maybe I'd relate it to another example of how my brain works. Maybe this is how a lot of you think. Again, talking sort of about life and death. When my father died, I realized that he was the last buffer between the end and me. You think about, I'm not, my father is still there and he's alive, and so looking at death doesn't seem to have the pronounced impact that now it does seem to have.
Yeah, when you're next in line.
Because I'm next in line. Right. I mean, I may or may not be, but in terms of what you think generationally, no matter whether you got another 30, 40 years ago, whatever it is, it still is something that for a while is distracting. And then, I don't know, I kind of just push it off until I was in Ireland and I was watching a television show. They had a lot of Discovery Channel stuff over there. And there was a program about the universe, and Stephen Hawking, who supposedly, according to some, is the smartest person on the planet, and he explains through the way he can talk the origin of the Big Bang and how there is no God and there is no force and there is no infinite intelligence because it didn't exist. Nothing existed before the Big Bang. So therefore, how could there be any thought in the makeup or in the reality of how things are organized? And so he makes his case for chaos, which is basically what he says about the universe. He says it about life, says it about what goes on the planet. It's all chaos. Because there's no structure, because the Big Bang wasn't structured. So all of you who believe in some religion are full of old shoes. It's nonsense.
Well, you know,
it did make me feel great.
Perspective on
no
that,
such
but,
thing
you know,
as afterlife.
That's a whole different conversation. We could probably have. I want to get back to one thing that Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and Doug, all you're saying. You know, when we, and you talked about this, Doug, in the perspective of losing your friend, Edgar, you know, what we all experience in life that prevents us from being fully engaged in the present is fear. And what's the one thing that all of us fear the most?
The end of something.
Mm-hmm. The fear of life. The end of life. Yeah, you know, we all
death.
Ultimately
death.
All
you know,
fear death.
That's the thing. I don't think so. Doug, did you think that your dad was afraid to die once he got close to that point?
I think the good thing, yes, I do think he was.
Really?
But the good thing was that he had a stroke and lost his mind, so he didn't worry about it after that fact. He came to me when he had his first stroke.
How about
I remember
Tony?
Him.
Tony was ready.
Oh, my God, was Tony ready. Tony was an inspiration to people. She just said, okay, I'm not having any more of this. I'm done. In 3 days, she's dead.
Yeah, and I totally believe that my dad, you know, once my dad realized I've got 6 months, I mean, he was totally healthy. Could have gone out and played golf the day he died.
So both Rich and Doug, you know, you underscore a really great point. You know, when you're faced with death, when you're faced with the fragility of knowing that your life is about to end soon, you do something really profound happens in your brain. Everything in life becomes a miracle. And that's when you live in the power of now. When you can overcome your fear of death and accept that everything in life is about change and transformation and that death is the one universal constant, when you can shift into that mind frame of engaging in the power of the now, engaging in the fullness of here and now, the power of now becomes the power of wow, and everything in life becomes a miracle.
Okay, so can we do that, Jay, without actually sending out the vibe to the universe that we're ready to go? Because that sounds like a good way to live.
Mm-hmm.
But so can we send that out without saying, okay, universe, we're ready to go. Like, we adopt this lifestyle, and then all of a sudden we're hit by a truck.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We don't say the universe, we're ready to go. We say the universe, I'm ready to live. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to live fully and engage my life in the moment fully and present and not worry about the future, about what expectations or what might be, but just to fully engage in what is, because that's the only aspect of life we have fully control of is the present moment of the now. We have no control of the future. Mm-hmm. We can't change the past. The one thing we have control of is the present.
Right,
and that's
right.
Where this book, The Power of Now, really underscores that point.
Yeah.
The power of now, learn to engage that, turns the power of now into the power of wow.
Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, jkumar.com, or Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, who has lots to say, and it all makes us think, and that's really what this is all about. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Our program with massively fantastic news. Even more Old Navy favorites will be on sale Saturday as Cheermageddon continues. And here's an eyewitness account. Can you tell our audience what you're seeing?
More deals are incoming. Good gravy! It's Jingle Jammies for $8 and Fans Graphic Tees just $5 for the family.
This Saturday, continue to shop the most epically friendly sale ever. It's Cheermageddon at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/24 excludes licensed sleepwear.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Thanksgiving, everybody. The Money Pit on the air. Thursdays is the time Tom Kreitler joins us. And so Thursday it is. Thanksgiving Day, no exception. Everybody works. Everybody's on the air. Everybody's live. That includes Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program at MoneyPit.com. Tom is in Florida. So were you fixing buildings down there that were damaged by the storm? What are you doing?
No, I don't think we had too many Hurricane Sandy damaged buildings down here. No, I'm actually down here on holiday.
Really?
But of course, as you know, we in radio never rest.
Never rest.
It's a holiday. It's radio business and also the restaurant business, right? If you work in restaurants, you can't take the day off.
Well, or if you are in
Walmart.
I work for Walmart. You're all set today, too. All right, let's talk a little bit. One of the things people have said they were thankful for is how there was so much reaction to Hurricane Sandy. That is positive. The help other than the power companies, but individuals working to help other individuals. So now the repair work is being done. The restoration work is being done. Insurance companies are coming around and happy to tell you, no, you're not covered.
Yeah,
things
exactly.
Like that. How do you deal with an insurance company that, you know, in the sense of filing a claim, if they say tentatively, no, you were in this business before you became a big time radio personality and adjuster in.
Well, you know, in a way, we're all still in this business because we're all still counseling homeowners on how to deal with situations like this. And you're right, Doug. You know, they do come around and they do tell you no all the time.
Yeah.
And I think the point is this: the insurance company's job is not to file your claim; it's your job to file your claim. And that's the disconnect between getting what you truly paid for and getting what they want to hand you. And that's where a public adjuster can really step in and be a big help. Now, for those that are not familiar, a public adjuster is a private consultant that works for you, not the insurance company. They charge on a percentage of the claim. And so the bigger your claim, the smaller the percentage they charge. But their job is to do all of the paperwork associated with this and all of the estimating associated with this and basically claiming every single dime that you're entitled to get. You know, the insurance company is not going to help you figure out how much inventory you had and how many pairs of pants and socks and shoes and belts and ties and all the other things that you can claim when it comes to contents, for example. The public adjuster has programs up to make sure that you get everything that you're entitled to get, and I think it's a really smart move. Studies have shown that those that use public adjusters get about 10 to 15% more money on average. And this is a study, by the way, done in Florida by an insurance company So it may even be better than this. But I think it's a good idea to have them. Now, insurance, what do they charge? Typically, they're going to charge somewhere between 8 and 25%. But most of these big claims are like in that 10%.
So if you only get 10% more on average, how are you ahead of the game by hiring them?
I'm so glad you asked that question.
Thank you.
Because if nothing else, what the public insurance adjuster does is handles all of this for you, because you're not going to be dealing with not only one insurance company, but perhaps two insurance companies if you're covered by flood. You've got homeowners that covers wind. You've got your flood insurance company that covers the flood and the contents damage. You're going to have FEMA to deal with. You're going to have to get make sure your home doesn't further deteriorate. There's contractors involved. These guys can handle the whole thing for you. Plus, I suspect in most cases they're going to find a lot more than the insurance company guys would as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, more on the public adjuster and how you can use them to your advantage from Tom Kreidler at the Money Pit in just a moment here on Good Day.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
it's just like another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Tom Kreidler is here at the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. You can find Tom helping you if you're looking for a holiday home improvements. There are great suggestions there. Maybe we'll get to that next week. Right now, we're talking about Sandy and qualified public adjusters and how this all works. All right, so put the pieces together, Tom, will you?
Well, absolutely. So I think if you've not considered a public adjuster, you really should. There's the National Association of Certified Public Adjusters, a group that vets their members to make sure you get somebody with experience. But look, these guys know every trick of the trade. I heard one the other day, which I thought was interesting. You know, there was a lot of vacation homes that were destroyed by Hurricane Sandy. You know, if you've got a new piece of furniture in a vacation home, let's say you have a couch that's 4 years old, well, the insurance company would try to depreciate that by 4 years. But if it's a vacation home, maybe it's only got 1 year of use. So, right. You know, there's just a little trick like
yeah.
that these guys know, and make sure you get every darn dime you're owed.
All right, check out themoneypit.com. Tom's always here of service to you. We thank you for your service. We're thankful we have you as part of Good.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.